Matt, go ahead.
You said that the women flew all of the aircraft and up to the B-29 when it was struggling early on. Did they ferry the aircraft outside the continental U.S. or was it all inside the continental U.S.?
It was all inside. They never went overseas. They had to stay here.
Yes, ma'am.
You said you had 25,000 applicants?
Yes.
And 1,700 approximately made it. What happened to all the other ones?
They flunked.
What did you do with all the other ladies?
They were just rejected. And my understanding is not all the 25,000 were qualified. They had to have certain requirements, certain times in the cockpit, you know, height, weight requirements. It was pretty strict. So that knocked out a lot of them. And then they had to have a personal interview either with Jacqueline Cochran or her assistant. And so that was the process that they chose by.
Did they have any problem other than you mentioned that when the pilot had said, I didn't want to check out any women. Later on, did they have any problem interfacing with the male instructors?
Well, some of the airports just didn't want women. You know, where are we going to put this woman? It's all male base, and we've got to find a place for her. And I'll tell you another story. One of the women came to a base, and I think her name was Tony Smith. And she says, Tony Smith reporting for duty. And the commander says, oh, no, and Jesus Christ. She says, no, Tony Smith.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a lady that I knew that was a WASP, and I got to know her a bit. I really wish I could have recorded some of her stories. One of the stories she told me about, that she was ferrying an airplane. It was a two-place, and she was by herself, and it was either sabotaged or something else happened, and she had to climb over to the other seat to actually land it. And I like I say, I don't remember all of it, but she also was a pilot that would tow banners for the guys to shoot at. So could you tell the people a little bit about that?
Is she asking whether they towed banners?
Right, about sabotage and towing targets. So towing gunnery targets was something that they were definitely assigned to. The ladies that did that had to do at least one mission a day, but they could do more. One WASP I'm fond of, Betty Strophus, that was her job. And she loved being up in the air so much that she would just beg for one mission after the other. And she said after she'd done that 2 days straight, she couldn't get out of bed. And they took her to the doctor and said, you're just exhausted. But so they did. They towed those gunnery targets. You know, there's a cord off the back of the plane, and they were supposed to be shooting there. I have not read a lot of accounts of sabotage. I know that sometimes the planes did get hit. I mean, I talked to a son of a WASP, and he said, that was my mother's job. Her plane was hit six times, you know, whether it was on purpose or not. You'd like to think not. I have heard of examples of sugar in the tank. I don't know if you have.
I've heard of
sabotage, and if there was any, I know Jackie Cochran wanted to keep that quiet, wanted to keep this program a success rather than have it go down in flames.
I've got an example of sabotage. We were restoring a PT-19, and we'd got two new old stock fuel tanks. And we installed them, inspected them, that everything looked good, and had bubbled some air up through the tank just to make sure everything was clear. And so when we got the airplane on its, we're gonna test run it at idle, everything's fine, took off. First fuel tank, everything's good. Second fuel tank, engine died. Went back to the first fuel tank, came around, landed. And when we took it apart, someone had put a bolt into the fuel sump so that when air went through it this way, everything was fine. But at high flow, it blocked it. And it was done. This was new old stock, never been opened up. It was in Cosmoline. It was brand new. So yes, wow. There was examples of sabotage.
Yes, ma'am.
So this is a two-parter. Number one, how can we support the museum in Sweetwater? And number two, you mentioned something about a reunion. What are the plans for the reunion in 2022?
Thanks for that question. So I think I touched on this earlier. We have a fly-in every year. Really, we've called it homecoming since its inception because the WASP were coming home to Avenger Field. In fact, 13 WASP, their families have spread their mother's ashes on our taxiways. And so it's been a pretty solemn occasion at times, but it's always been a great time for them to get together and such. Anyway, we do have WASP left. They no longer travel. And so we seek to still honor them by having their aircraft on the field, by having legacy pilots such as Olga, and by having their families like John. And because their legacy, what they did not die in 1944, right? Sure. It has lasting implications till today. So
as soon as they get last, done, let
in
you
May,
guys
we had a fly-in. We had 11 BT-13s on the field, which was record-setting. One of our other pilots, Brian Lang, who was here a minute ago, arranged for all those BTs to be on the field. We had a great time with everyone. Our next one is going to be April 30th. We're going to have a loose affiliation of Chick fighter pilots. So we're excited to have them there. And then as well as families. We'll have lots of activities, airplanes, and we're going to celebrate women in aviation. How's that?
One more question? Yes, sir.
Is there any way that I could leave information toward the Children of the WASPs to contact me? My check pilot for both my private and commercial was a WASP. Aww. And I would love to get a hold of her children. I know she's long since passed away. Is there any database or any way of contacting these children?
I'm on a list for Kids of the WASP. I'd be happy to share the information with that list. You see me after the show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Well, I thank you folks for coming today, and it's a real honor to have you people here. And thank you. Appreciate that, your little talk there, Olga.
We're so appreciative to have Olga and Malcolm here.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, folks.